Little Brothers, a supernatural fanfic written by Entangled Now and read by Katie Hart. Rating teen. When Gabriel shows up, there's really only one thing Sam can say. Now isn't exactly a good time. There's a slightly hysterical edge to his voice, but he thinks that's probably fair under the circumstances, considering what's currently squirming in one of his arms, making noises like trying to escape is the most exciting thing in the world. Dean, will you please stop that? Dean laughs and reaches up to try and get his little hands into Sam's hair again. No, Sam says and veers back out of range, because they've played this game already. Dean abruptly goes limp and lets all his weight sag sideways. Sam has to rock him up higher or risk him slithering out of his hands. Dean goes for the hair again, as soon as it's in grabbing range. Dean! Sam completely fails to convince his brother to give it back, and not stuff it in his mouth. Your brother's smaller than I remember, Gabriel says carefully. He looks far too amused, and Sam doesn't have time for this. He just doesn't. Yeah, could you... He doesn't finish the question, let alone wait for an answer. He takes a step and then thrusts Dean at Gabriel. What? Then Sam lets him go. Gabriel sort of flails briefly and ends up awkwardly holding Dean under the arms. Then Sam steps back, leaves him, and goes back to the table in the back, where there's an unconscious witch and a whole stack of books. Sam, why am I holding your brother? Gabriel says in a strangely sensible tone of voice. Sam's still frantically opening books. I'm trying to find... He stops talking when the whole pile threatens to slide off the table. I'm trying to find a way to fix him, only he won't let me. He won't stop doing things. It occurs to Sam that Gabriel maybe isn't the best person to leave his brother with. He turns around. But Gabriel has followed him, one arm slung under Dean. He looks irritated. Dean just looks happy to have found someone else to play with and make sticky. He also seems to have decided that Gabriel tastes better than Sam, or possibly he's just smaller and easier to reach. Gabriel eyeballs Dean. Oh, Winchester, I'm going to hold this against you forever. Maybe this is his revenge, Sam points out over the top of something that he's fairly sure is in medieval French. He doesn't read medieval French. Oh, Dean never was very bright. He probably doesn't even know who I am. Dean flails with a hand, manages to catch Gabriel in the face with a quiet slap. Oh, Gabriel scowls at him, and then it slides into a smile. He does remember me. Dean stuffs his fist in his mouth, then giggles around it. I think I like you better like this, Gabriel says with a laugh. It occurs to Sam that he's kind of missing something important here. What am I doing? You can fix him. Can I fix him, or will I fix him? Gabriel asks. Dean makes a wet, excited noise and tugs at Gabriel's hair, then abruptly flops against him and drools onto his shirt. Sam tries the pleading face on him, because he's pretty much out of other options. Gabriel sighs. Can I feed him candy until he froze up first? Sam scowls at him. No. The end.